Vavakama per Gimel Mishnah Yud 3:10, and now the Mishnah will contrast certain cases where it's one's animal who damages by way of Keren, and contrast that with when one person damages directly as Adam HaMazik, and we'll bring out certain differences, certain halachas, principles that apply to the two kinds of Hezek. So the Mishnah says, Yesh chayv al ma'asa shoro ufatar al ma'asa atzmo. There are scenarios in which one would be for the very same act. If his ox did it, then he'd be liable to pay restitution. But if he did it himself, he would be exempt from paying. And also, patar al ma'asa shoro v'chayv al ma'asa atzmo. And there are certain scenarios in which if one's animal did it, by a Karen, he would be patar. But if he did it himself, he'd be liable for certain kinds of payments. So here are the examples. Shoro shebiesh. If one's cow embarrassed another person, you know, as it was attacking, it accidentally pulled down his pants. So then patur. There's no obligation to make compensation if one's animal, through the mode of damage like Karen, causes embarrassment to another, because that's just not applicable. One only pays a nezik, which is the devaluation that's caused by the damage inflicted by the animal. In contrast, if a person embarrasses another person, so example, you know, I don't know what, Mr. A slaps Mr. B, so then in the calculations about the compensation he has to make, there are five different categories. We've discussed this a couple times loosely. One of the five is busha, the emotional suffering that the person who got slapped had to endure, and that has to be compensated by the mazik, the person who did it. So that's a difference here. Now, worth pointing out that the Mishnah here chose specifically boshes, embarrassment, as opposed to other kinds of things like tsar and ripui and sheves, the physical pain, medical bills, unemployment, which are also applicable only to adam hamazik, when a person damages, as opposed to shor, when an animal damages through Karen. The reason why I chose boshes is to teach you that boshes requires a level of intentionality. One has to intend to cause hezek if he's going to be liable to pay for boshes. We had the example earlier on. If a person is sleeping, he rolls over and knocks over, you know, and hurts another person, so he'll have to pay for the nezek, but one has to pay for boshes because there was no intentionality to cause any damage whatsoever. Worth noting, the Bartanura, who's really quoting the Rambam, says, Ein hamavayesh chayv ela kishamavayesh bekavana. The Bartanura says, again quoting basically from the Rambam, that the person is not liable to pay the busha payments for emotional suffering unless he intended to cause embarrassment. Now, the Gemara explicitly says it's not the case. The Gemara says that one is liable already for boshes at the point where he intended to cause any harm, not necessarily embarrassment, but just he intended to harm the other person. So really, there's a kasha on the Rambam, why he learned against the Gemara, and it's a double kasha on the Bartanura, why he brings that down. Okay, I'm going to answer for that, but just raising the issue. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Shora shesime es ein avdo, vihipil es shino, patur. If one's animal, like his cow, blinds his slave, knocks out his eye, let's say, or knocks out his tooth, then patur, then there's no obligation to release the slave. Although the pasuk says that a slave that does get damaged, the chiyake ish es ein avdo, if one injures his slave, this is an eved kanani, his slave's eye, so lechavshi yishalchenu, he has to send him free, tachas eino, for having lost his eye. So we're talking here, dafka, if it's an ish, a person who does it, chiyake ish, and not an animal. So that means that if my cow caused damage to my slave, nothing happens. The slave stays put. Whereas if I knock out my slave's eye or tooth or other things as well, like chop off his finger or his nose, etc., so then the slave is to be sent free. So that's another example of a difference between one's livestock causing damage versus him. On the other hand, now we have cases where one is liable if his animal causes damage, but if he caused damage, he'll have no liability. That seems very strange because a person is certainly much more culpable for his actions than he is responsible for his animal's actions. So this second part of the Mishnah is going to be introducing a concept called kimlei b'derab minei, which means, we apply to him the greater of the two. So kimlei b'derab minei is when you have essentially two different items on the docket, so to speak, in the Beis Din, and one involves a capital crime, a crime for which the punishment under, you know, the requisite conditions, the punishment would be execution, and there's a separate item on the docket, which is a mamonos, it's a financial claim. So then the rule is we don't even discuss, we don't adjudicate the financial part of the story. We just look straight at the capital case. So a classic example would be, you know, Mr. A shoots Mr. B, and there's the, you know, the bullet goes through Mr. B's shirt. So there's two issues. There's the murder of Mr. B, and there's the fact that his shirt now has a hole in it. So the principle of Kimlei B'Darab Minei says we're not discussing the shirt. There's no hezek for the shirt. We just discuss straight the capital case. Really worth noting here is that it's not about the perpetrator getting actually executed. It's simply that if we're trying a capital case, one that could possibly involve a death penalty, so then we just simply, if the two acts happened or the two, you know, issues happen simultaneously, so then we don't discuss in terms of adjudication in the courts the financial crime. So that's the two examples we give here. So here they are. Mishnah says, Shoro shechaval ba'aviv ve'imo, if one's animal, his cow, injures his father or his mother. Injury here, chabala here specifically means to draw blood, to cause him to bleed. It could be beneath the skin, like a bruise, or to draw blood out above the skin. Either way, the point is, if an animal does that to his parents, so his parents could sue him, and he'd be entitled to payment, as is applicable. So then chayev, v'hu shechaval ba'aviv ve'imo, if a person injures his own parent, like he punches his father out or something like that, Rechman al-Tzalan, so that would be potentially a capital crime. The Torah prescribes execution for one who causes like a blood injury to his parent, and therefore, if there's a simultaneous issue of both, you know, Chiyav Misa here, potentially having hit one's father, and a Hezek for having broken his nose, we don't discuss the nose breaking in courts, he's potter for the nose breaking, we just deal with the much more grave issue of having hit his father. And even again, it doesn't matter if we're not going to be able to prosecute that. There are no witnesses or only one witness or whatever the story was. Still, we don't. He's putter. The din is he's putter. Hashem will have to settle the score elsewhere. Similarly, Shoro Shehidlik Esagadish B'Shabbos, if one's cow lights his neighbor's haystack on fire on Shabbos, so then Chayev, that's a good old-fashioned Karen. This isn't really like the told of regel, like we had back when the dog was shaking the coals off of the charara, that flatbread, because that's how dogs eat. Here we're talking about cows don't do that, so it's just weird. The cow, whatever, ran around and caused fire. It's unusual. It's Karen. The point is, there's a liability for Karen if a cow causes damage, like spreading a fire. But v'hu sheid lekesa gadish b'Shabbos, if the perpetrator himself, the owner of the cow, would light his neighbor's haystack on fire on Shabbos, since lighting a fire on Shabbos is one of the Lamentas Malachas, and it's potentially a capital case of Chilul Shabbos, therefore Pater, he'll be exempt from any kind of financial compensation to the neighbor, b'pnei shehu mischayev b'nafsho, because in both those cases, the striking one's parent or the starting a fire on Shabbos carries a much more severe penalty of potentially execution.